Good morning to you all. I know that normally we don't make announcements before church, but in this case, I'm going to. That's the way you all will know that Young and I are recovering from our COVID. I will be wearing my mask for distribution, and I'll have on my little server gloves. I'm going to go nice and slow, but I want to keep you all safe, and that way there's no doubts that maybe you are receiving this nasty virus, and it is nasty, by the way, from your pastor. So I'm going to protect you and also protect myself. With that, let's now call upon the name of our Lord as we please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We now continue with a responsive introit as printed in your worship folder.
I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him.
Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken.
But I have trusted in your steadfast love.
My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Be to God, and peace, goodwill be toward men. Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the faith that, relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings peace, princes to nothing, and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When he blows on them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom, then, will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and see, who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right hand is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Here endeth the reading. The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. If I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, for if I do this of my own will, I have a reward, but not of my own will. I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching, I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside of the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it for the sake of the gospel, that I might share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do not receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly, I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Here endeth the reading. Please rise for the reading of the gospel. Our gospel reading comes from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter. Immediately, Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Here endeth the reading.
Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. Please rise. The basis for our meditation this morning is the gospel reading from Mark chapter 1. Jesus, our King, fights for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is a battle. No, not literally, with swords or guns. This is a battle between Jesus of Nazareth and the demonic forces of this world. He's not taking them out with a long sword or an AK. He's making them bite the dust by his own divine authority. We got to see that last week on display. This is a spiritual battle that's always raging. So we'll see how it went then and how it still goes today. Peter's mother-in-law had a fever. That might not initially sound too significant, but it's not like there's modern medicine. This is the first century. And if you go to Luke, he says it's a great fever. It's a high fever. She's burning up. She needs to go to a hospital. Oh, wait. It's only still a few hundred years before Christians start those. So, Peter, her son-in-law, was probably in the synagogue that morning, listening to Jesus preaching, like we heard last week, saw him cast out the demon. And so he goes to Jesus and tells her, thinks, maybe this Jesus can help me. And he goes with his brother and says, please, can you heal her? And he brings James and John along. The disciples are already in tow. He has his generals for battle. And he comes in and takes her by the hand and raises her up in much the same way that he will be raised up on the third day. And the fever leaves her. The battle has begun. Now, before we get too far into the battle, we need to do just a little bit of backtracking. Before last week's reading, even, Jesus started preaching. He started preaching. He went throughout the countryside and he said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." You see, in our text this morning, he's bringing that kingdom. He's bringing it to the towns in Galilee. He is the king. He's starting the battle. He's casting out demons and sending them to their graves. After raising Peter's mother-in-law, the whole city starts bringing people with diseases and illnesses of every kind and the demon-possessed. One foe after another, he strikes them down. Gone is the fever, gone is the illness, gone are the demons. And he frees these people, frees them from their oppression. And almost just as suddenly, when the next morning, they can't find him. He's recouping with prayer, gathering his strength, and preparing to go to the next town, conquer the next city. He goes through Galilee, visits Capernaum, Nazareth. He makes his way to the Gentiles. He crosses the sea. It's not just the Jews that are part of this kingdom. And eventually he takes himself right down up to Jerusalem and places himself on his throne, the cross. And from there sends messengers into all the world, proclaiming his victory, bringing it from city to city, all the way to here in Shum, Ohio. He might not have reached here in his earthly ministry, but his victory parade has come and celebrated for 175 years. And so he stands here at the door. Crucified. The marks in his hands, the mark on his side are still there. But he's not dead. He beat death. It could not hold him. And just the same way he could stand at the door of the empty tomb, bringing life and salvation to all of us. He who believeth and is baptized shall be saved, straight from the empty tomb. And in his parade, he has brought Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, preaching and baptism and the Lord's Supper, the great gifts of his victory, so that when you step through those doors, you know you are in the kingdom of God. You know you have life and salvation in him. Just like Peter's mother-in-law, we are raised and delivered from the fiery fever of Satan. And just the same as Peter's mother-in-law, we serve. It says, right, raised her up, and she began to serve them. Just what happens. We serve not out of obligation, not out of oppression, not out of fear. We serve out of freedom. As a free citizen of the kingdom of God, we can do our job diligently. We don't have the oppression of the demons constantly at our back. And some of these jobs are just simple, helping out around the church, you know, giving flowers for the altar, preparing the altar, altar guild, sound, giving the offering. It's all a simple help to the kingdom of God. Some jobs are in your family, taking care of your parents as they age, providing for your children, honoring your parents, loving your siblings, helping a friend out when they need it. And some are caring for the wider community, often, you know, in your actual job, your occupation, producing food, caring for the sick. The list goes on and on. It's all necessary. It's all important for the kingdom. No task is so small to be looked down upon. Even if in old age you aren't active anymore, you have experience and wisdom to share. That way, the kingdom can continue, and they know what it is they need. The younger people need to focus on. Still, you know, mistakes will be made along the way. Weeds will grow along the path, and nothing may be done about them. Obstacles will block your way. But in time, you will rejoice. For when Christ, our King, returns, we will receive the full spoils of war. All his promises will be fully realized in those days. Sin, death, and the devil will be consumed in the lake of fire and will be no more. There will be no breathing down your back. The army will be wiped out forever. Right now, in this life, we can find him standing at the door, present for all to see. And from here, we can see our liberation from the demonic. We can see that the victory is won, but still, the foes are not completely wiped out yet. They're still here. They still plague us. They will tempt us. They will torment us. They will fight with all their might because they are a cornered animal. They have nothing left. They have lost the battle. All they want is one desperate last attempt to get you. They might plague. They will go after you in particular. because you have the mark of the cross, the throne of Christ, upon you. That's why in just a week and a half, we start off Lent by confessing that mark upon us in Ash Wednesday. They will beat you down, the demons. They will strip you of your defenses, try to take your armor off, remove your weapons, take the word of God from you. And they will try to mock you so savagely that you feel too ashamed to return with your brothers. They may try pointing out your failures. They may try to plague you with depression or anxiety. They may try to divide you from the body of Christ with illnesses and maladies galore. The flu, COVID, just headaches, migraines, miscarriages, chronic injuries, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, heart attacks. All of these can be difficult obstacles to overcome, and there are so many others. They may even try to possess you directly. The demons made an attempt to fight back in Galilee, in the city of Peter and Andrew. And America is no different. They try to fight back. But before Christ, none of these foes stand a chance. They had nothing to stand on when Jesus came to Galilee. He kept them silent, and he can silence them today. And they will have nothing to stand on whatsoever when he comes again in glory. So when the battle is going poorly, come here and resupply. Get your sword sharpened. Clean your gun. Get some more ammo. Have your armor mended. Have your wounds wrapped with the words of Christ. Have your stomach filled with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that your sins are forgiven, your wounds are healed, and life and salvation may be yours. Whenever you may return panting from the fight, beaten down, Jesus himself will grab you by the hand and raise you up. For we have a Lord that visits his people. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise for singing the offertory.
Please be seated for the offering. Let us pray to the Lord who has dealt bountifully with us. We give thanks to you, dear Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh, that through him the gospel has been preached, casting out the works of Satan and the corruption of sin, which we ourselves could not overcome. By your word, rescue us from every evil of body and soul. Lord of the church, give glory to your servants on whom you have laid the necessity to preach the gospel. We pray for Matthew, our Senate president, Kevin, our district president, and all pastors of the Northwest One Circuit and all pastors within our beloved Senate, that by your means many would be saved in every nation, and that together we may share in the blessings of Christ. Heavenly Father, give to all Christian homes the endurance that comes from your Holy Spirit, that husbands and wives, parents and children may be disciplined and self-controlled in their duties, run their course in this life, and continue to the end in the holy Christian faith, ready to receive the imperishable wreath of eternal life. Almighty God, creator of the world and its foundations, you hold mighty over the powers of nature and the rulers of the earth. Graciously preserve our land, its produce and industry, and our leaders together with our people. Do not disregard us for our sin, but renew us that our lives may be peaceful and our country governed according to your will. Your Son is the great physician of body and soul, O Lord, at whose hand demons, diseases, and every ill effect of sin must turn away. We bring before you those in any need, especially Esther Schweier, Jim McCullough, Joyce Lechner, Michelle Hill, Aubrey Art, Sean Mendez, Austin Art, Thomas Etzler, Leah Spangler, the Reverend David and Barbara Bush, Barbara Wolfert, Ryan Fiesel, Charlotte Davis, Maya Kalla, Wanda Schweier, Waylon Steiner, Kenny Miller, Patricia Lee, Jeff Secor, Nikki Strait, Megan DeArmond, Tina Owens, and Ryan Owens. Holy Father, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Bring us in such faith to your blessed Holy Sacrament this morning, that the blood of Jesus the Christ, who atoned for our sins, may make us whole, strengthen us against every spiritual attack of the devil, turn us in love toward our neighbor, and preserve us in body and soul to life everlasting. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now continue with the order of the Holy Communion with the preface as found printed on the bottom of page 24. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. And now do we praise thee that thou didst send unto us thine only begotten Son, and that in him, being found in the fashion as a man, thou didst manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thomas. found on page 29. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, God, the Father, font and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness didst send thine only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. There is one announcement that is that was omitted from the bulletin, and that's my fault. Remember that for those who are in the chime choir, as a matter of fact, Jane, how many more people do you need for the chime choir? A whole bunch. Hint, hint, a whole bunch. Please consider joining the chime choir. It's a great joy to hear you chiming on Easter Sunday. And I know that Jane does have some chimers that are with her, but please consider joining Zion's Bells. I don't know if Jane's given them a name or not, but I just called them Zion's Bells. I don't know if that's okay, Jane. So Tuesday night, right here, 7 p.m. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. All the other announcements you see in the bulletin, yes, CWS continues, and it's going very well. And please note that this Tuesday, I will be up in Sherwood for a circuit meeting. I'll be back later, probably about mid-afternoon or so. All the other announcements as you see in the bulletin. And please note that as I go back to greet you all, I'm going to greet you with my mask on. Please don't shake my hand. If you want to do a fist bump, we can do that. Or if you want to do the old elbow thing, I don't care. But if you just want to say, hi, how you doing, that's even better. God's grace to you all.